Once again, it is Monday morning. I am Pastor Tony. This is Monday Morning Minutes Podcast Teaching. Man, I'm so excited that you faithfully join these and take time out of your busy day. I know everyone is busy. Trust me, I get it. But the fact that you take time to log on and follow these means a lot to me. And hopefully they're helping you, like building you up, teaching and edifying and encouraging your faith. Amen. That's what these are all about. I have been so really just encouraged by many messages lately. And if these are messages of people telling me that they enjoy these, so if these are a blessing to you, share it, follow it, and let others know about it. Always remember, you can go to the Podbean link, or you can also go to therefugenm.com. It is our church website, and there's a link for Pastor's Podcast. Hopefully, you can figure out how to share it on your social media link and let someone else know about it. So, yeah, that's great. Help us spread it out. As I always say, these are about teaching and enriching our understanding and enriching our faith in the Word of God. So, again, I'm not here to preach. This is not our service, and I'm not here to try to get someone saved. I am here to help build you up, teach you, and teach myself, and grow. So, this has been a series that I've called Stories of Miracles, Teaching on Giving, and this is part three. So, if you have not listened to part one or two, go back and listen to part one and two. I have been very transparent in these episodes. I have been sharing personal stories of miracles where God has performed miracles in our life financially. I've been open. I've been honest. I've been transparent. I've been sharing some personal situations, some personal stories. So being a little bit vulnerable here with this series, but getting some things out, and hopefully we're having a discussion about miracles and how God provides. How has this helped you? Have you thought of any moments in which God has given you a financial miracle? Are you a giver? Are you a tither? Are you following the principles of giving in the Word of God? Do you need financial miracle? You know, if you're at a place in your life today, right now, where you're saying, Pastor Tony, these stories are great, but what about my life? Well, maybe, Pastor, I'm in a needful situation right now. I need a financial miracle. Great. Number one, let this build up your faith that God can and will do it. But number two, I'm not just telling you about miracles. I'm teaching about the principles that set up those miracles. Does that make sense to anyone? Say yes if it does. Say yes so loud I can hear you. Come on. So, you know, there are principles that have to operate to put us in a position to receive these types of miracles. So if you're saying to yourself, I need financial miracle right now, Pastor, great. Be encouraged by the stories, but begin to operate in the principles. And when you do that, it sets you up for God to move in your life in such a way that he will perform his word. I want to tell you someone right now, God will perform his word. All right? God will perform his word. He will not let you down. Now, this is part three, so I've shared some miracles already. I have been open on it and transparent already. But yet, you know, in the midst of all of this, it comes back to biblical principles. It comes back to, are we operating by the principles of the Word of God? That is what opens the door for these types of situations in our lives. Hopefully, you have gotten that by now. Again, let me remind you that I understand some people do not want to hear about financial talk because of the out-of-bounds teachings that we hear in some ministry circles. People take it to an extreme. They create their whole ministry about giving and sowing and reaping and getting rich and all of that. Really, they're presenting a version of the gospel to a middle-class, high-class American lifestyle. But what about the believer in Africa who won't get a Cadillac if they give a tithe? What about the believer in Honduras who won't get a $300,000 home because they sold an offering tonight, right now, so now? I mean, think about it. What's happening is, it's an out-of-balance perspective of the Word of God being shoved down the throat of a Western mindset. We got to think of a biblical mindset, not just a Western mindset. So, you know, well, what about the believer in Honduras? What happens if they tithe? You know what? If they tithe, they might get a better hut. If they tithe, they might get more fish. I mean, but the principle's still there. God is going to provide for his people when we operate by the principle. Someone say amen. So I've shared a lot of stories. I've been open. I've been honest. I've been vulnerable. Hopefully this is not being taken by you as braggadocious, but rather it's not, because I'm not rich by any means. But this is just hopefully to build up your faith. Let me share a story of a miracle in our life financially, that God performed something that seemed to be impossible. Now, early on in my life, I had made lots of financial mistakes, and my credit wasn't good early on, and I suffered as a result of that. And I suffered somewhat because I chose to follow my call to preach, and my call to preach ended up putting me at a church that didn't pay me hardly anything, and it took years to build that church up. So the bottom line is, we didn't have much money. Can I just be blunt with you? And we didn't have much money, and we could, you know, and Monica made the decision to be a homemaker, and we respected that. So, you know, we just didn't have much money. Anybody out there can identify with what I'm talking about. And we sacrificed. And yes, I could have went out and worked a plant job or a power plant job or whatever and preached on the side. But if you know my heart, I'm a full-time driven minister person, even if I'm not being paid full-time. My heart is to fulfill my destiny, and that is ministry. So if I have to go out and work a job somewhere, I'm miserable because all I can think about is ministry. And that's just my calling, my perception, where I'm at in life. And so the bottom line is, we suffered a lot. And we had, I've shared in previous testimonies of miracles here, we had this little ran down little red car, and God just kept that thing going. But we began to pray and believe for a better vehicle. And so I started, you know, I'm giving, I'm sowing, I'm tithing, I'm trusting God, I'm asking God for a financial miracle, a provision for a vehicle. Now, I didn't have the credit to sustain a better vehicle, and I didn't have a down payment or anything like that. I just was going to believe God for a better vehicle. Anyone out there ever been there? I think I heard someone say yes. I've been there. And if that's where you're at today, I can identify with you. And so we begin to believe. Now I begin to, you know, sow and tithe and believe, and I'm trusting God for a miracle of a car. I'm praying a better car. I'm praying a newer car. Now, Monica really kind of challenged my faith on that. She said, no, we need to be believing for a brand new car. You need to start praying for a brand new car, a brand new. And I said, now that's impossible. I mean, that's just not possible. I mean, we don't have the down payment. You know, I don't have the credit score for that yet. I'm trying to rebuild credit. I mean, I just don't, you know, that's not possible. I don't see how God can do that. Can someone out there get with me this morning and say, but God? That's right, because I have to give Monica the credit, give Monica the upbeat here, because she challenged me. So I finally give in and I said, well, you know, yeah, okay, fine. If God wants to do that, he can do that, but I don't see how. I'm just praying for a better car. Lo and behold, the miracle dropped. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. It happened. So help me. Praise God, it happened. We drove off of a dealership in Huntington, West Virginia with a brand new 2008 Hyundai Elantra. It was brand new. God did it. Not only did God provide the miracle of a better car, He provided the miracle of a brand new car, just how Monica challenged me to believe God. Now, that was miraculous. And I remember testifying at our church at that time in Wayne, West Virginia. I remember testifying, look what the Lord has done. God provided us with a brand new car. Now, we had to pay for it, of course, payments. I still have it. I have it today. It's old. It has 250,000 miles. It's ran down. It's ugly as sin, but it still works. And that was my very first brand new car, and I'm going to drive it till the wheels fall off, praise God. But God did it. That was a miracle in our life. We needed that car. We were in ministry. We had places to go and things to do for God. And God did it. God provided that miracle. That was a miracle in our life that God did. But God's no respecter of persons. God did that for us, but God will do that for you when you practice the principles of the Bible in terms of giving. So we've had other miracles. I mean, there's been so many times, and I really can't even recall how many times this has happened. I don't know. Probably somewhere in the hundreds of times. There is no way I could accurately report to you every time this has happened. Hundreds of times. We were $50 short, $100 short, $200 short, $300 short for a holiday, or on a bill, or on groceries. And over and over and over and over, someone walked up and said, God told me to give you this. It was the 50 we needed. God told me to give you this. It was the 200 that we needed. God told me to bless you today. Here's the 300 that you needed. I mean, over and over and over in our lives, God has done that. I couldn't even accurately recall every story, and my mind can't even contain it. To God be the glory, to God be the praise, to God be the honor. I mean, seriously, I'm not making this up before God. So many times we would give our tithe, we would be short, we would not have enough left. And I've heard people say that so many times, Pastor, if I give my tithe, I'll be short on my budget and I won't be able to pay that water bill. I know, I have too. But when I give that tithe, He always makes up the difference over and over and over again. Where does it come from, preacher? Unexpected loca. I've gotten checks in the mail that I didn't expect. I've gotten rebates back I didn't expect. I've gotten larger amounts back on tax refund I never expected. I've had people send me a check, say, God just told me to do this. I've had people walk up to me and just say, God told me to give you this. And it is the exact amount that covered the difference, praise God. So those are miracles. You can't convince me otherwise. Those are miracles. That is biblical provision. God coming through. God doing it over and over. I can testify to you today with all my heart, God has never let us down. It comes out of nowhere. And what's so interesting about it is it comes out of creative ways. It isn't the same way every time. And it's typically the least way I expected it. God just comes through. There's been times we had enough, but struggling, and God just bonused us with extra through people. God causing people to give back unto us, just like the Bible said God would do. So I guess I have to just say that there's been miracles in our life in terms of God sometimes weekly just bringing provision that we needed to fill the gap. Never let us down. Creative ways. Other miracles are just general increase miracles. I mean, pay raises. You say, that's not a miracle. It is when it's not guaranteed. Just general miracles, increase above and beyond. God just choosing to bless us with a better piece of furniture in a way in which we didn't expect. You might say those aren't miracles, those are just blessings of the Lord. But when you're in need, it's a miracle. When you don't have any other way to make it happen, it's a miracle. You see, probably the reason why I have saw financial miracles in my life more than any other area is because that's the area I've needed it more than any other area thus far in my life. Now, at this juncture in my life, where I'm at today in this current season of my life, I'm blessed. I have a good salary. I'm well taken care of by my church through God using the church. I'm blessed. I have some savings. I'm not hurting for the bills to be paid. I don't have to believe God every week to help me out with my gas, you know, and things like that. That's not where I am at this season. But God still blesses me in this season financially all the time. Can I tell you that whenever I sow my tithe and I sow an offering, can I tell you that random blessings come into my life on a regular basis until up to this very week? Randomly, someone would just hand me money. Someone would just say, God told me to do this. Random blessings. Random increase blessings. Random increase blessings. You say, okay, all right. I need that in my life. What can I get? What can I do to get God to do that in my life? Great question. Glad you've asked it, because I've given you miracles of engine replacements, bills, cars, food, God showing up with hot meals when we had nothing to eat. I can't even wrap my mind around all the times God's brought me out and all the times God's given a financial blessing or a financial miracle or a financial breakthrough or a general increase type blessing above and beyond. These financial things are not just for the ones that are poor. This is for the blessed man or woman, increased of blessings, double fold, higher levels. I mean, first of all, are you ready? Say yes. First of all, we have to be obedient in tithing. Malachi 3:10 tells us, it isn't an ask, it isn't a suggestion. It says, bring your tithe, 10% of your increase, into the storehouse. That's the place where you're being fed. That's why I teach you shouldn't be sending your tithe off to Joel Osteen. That's an offering. Your tithe comes to the place in which you're fed. Why? That there may be food in my house. That means so that God can store up and have ministry ability in the house of God. Try me in this, he says. Try me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I'll not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out such a blessing that there will not be room to contain it. And he also goes on to say in verse 11, he will rebuke the devourer on your behalf. So I call that a covenant promise. Covenant promise. God says, if you give me 10% of all your increase, I promise to rebuke the devourer. I promise to meet your needs and open up windows of heaven and pour blessing into your life. That's a biblical principle. Someone say amen. Well, Pastor, I can't afford it. He didn't ask if you can afford it. Well, Pastor, if I do that, I'll be short on my budget. I've been there. I can honestly say I understand. But this is an issue of trust. T-R-U-S-T, trust. And ultimately, trust is faith. So it's an issue of faith. Do you believe? Now, let me ask you this question. Do you honestly believe that if you give your tithe to God, he's going to let you go hungry? Do you honestly believe that? Do you honestly believe that if you pay your tithe, that God's going to let your power be cut off? Do you really believe that? Well, you're probably saying no. So what's the problem? The problem is trust or faith of letting go. We like to be in control, don't we? We like to be in control. When we hold on, we're in control. But tithing works because it's a faith issue. It's a trust issue. It is a stepping out off the cliff. God, if you don't hold me, I'm going to fall. Issue. So if I tithe, I'm proving that I trust God. If I don't tithe, I'm proving that I don't trust God. Now, don't get mad and throw things and log off and curse the pastor. I said, if we don't tithe, we're proving that we don't trust God. Or at least we're not willing to try it. I promise you, upon the word of God, when you do it with the right heart, in a worshipful mindset, consistently and not sporadically, He will take care of you. Something will always happen. Let me tell you this story. I had a woman one time in my church in Wayne, West Virginia. A very sweet lady. Love her very much. Miss her greatly. She was a widow. I did not know that. So she had heard my teaching about tithing. She heard everything I just said to you. I won't repeat it. And she said, "Now, Pastor, I can't afford to do it." I said, "Trust God." Exactly what I just told you. So about 3 months goes by, and she comes to me and she says, "Pastor, I need to talk to you." I said, "What is it?" She said, "I did what you said. I've been tithing for about 3 months. I've trusted God. I've stepped out, and God has not filled the gap. Every month I pay for everything I got to pay for after my tithe, and I'm about $60 short, and that's my water bill. And now my water bill is backed up, and I'm getting ready to turn the thing off. So what are you going to say about that?" Oh, my goodness. I honestly got mad at God. I said, "God," I said, my answer to her was, "Let me pray about it, and I'll get back with you ASAP. I went to the Lord in prayer, and I said, "Now, Lord, now I'm mad because I can't teach this stuff and you not back me up. If I'm going to tell this little lady on a fixed income," now I'm being real with you. I'm sharing a story of a miracle right here in a different way. If I'm going to tell this lady on a fixed income that she needs to give 10% to you, that you will work it out, and you haven't done it, I can't preach this anymore. You can't leave me out on a limb like this. Now, I want an answer, and I want an answer right now. God, I'm a pastor. She's followed me. She has influence. She's trusting me. I'm teaching your word. What's the deal? So help me. The Lord spoke to me. The Lord spoke to me. So help me. He spoke to me, and he said, "My word says, take care of my widows." Wow. So I go back to her, and I said, "Are you a widow?" She said, "Well, yes, honey." I said, "Somehow that has just passed my mind. Somehow I haven't grasped that. I knew she wasn't married. I don't guess I ever asked. And I don't guess she ever said. So I'm sorry. I never caught that. You're a widow." She said, "Right." And I said, "Well, the Bible says that the church is to take care of the widow. And the answer to it is this. God said, you tithe and you put me first. And anything that doesn't match up, you bring it to the house of God, and the house of God will take care of the widow. So you put your bill on my desk." And so help me, we started paying that final bill. That's how God chose to provide it. God chose to give her miraculous provision by speaking to me and the church taking care of the widow. Someone say praise God. So that's a miracle. A different type of miracle, but that's a miracle. It's a different type of miracle, but it's a miracle. I mean, this might be off topic right here, but this is coming to my mind, so I want to share it. We went to Wayne Church of God in June 2007 on Father's Day. Was our first Sunday. We had not been there 3 or 4 weeks, so the roof just blew up because I had a handful of people, a handful of elderly members is all I had, and the church was very legalistic. The church was very traditional. And in that part of the country, they state they believe that a woman shouldn't wear pants. You know, they still held on to that. And that's not in the Bible. And that's not biblical. And I'm just the kind of person. What does the Bible say? And so they challenged me. Long story short, they got mad at me. I had a man who was the highest tither in the church. Drove a Cadillac. And he came to me one day. He said, "You have 3 months to stop what you're doing in this church." And what he meant was, stop letting women wear pants. Well, good gracious, have mercy. I'm not going to do that because the Bible doesn't say a woman can't wear pants. So he said, "You have 3 months." Now, this is a true story. I call this a miracle. He said, you have 3 months to stop what you're doing, or my Cadillac will never pull on that parking lot again. Now, what he meant by that was me and my tithe money is going down the road. So I just looked at him and said, okay, have a great day. Now, one thing I will say about him, he kept his word. At the end of 3 months, that Cadillac never rolled on that parking lot ever again. I didn't just change what I was doing, and he didn't show up again. But praise God Almighty, watch what happened. When he left, that very same month, a new person showed up, a new person started tithing, and it was the exact amount that he had been tithing. To God be the glory, to God be the praise. I call that a miracle. But anyway, back to tithing. I'm just trying to raise your faith that if you simply trust God, he will do what he said he would do. It is a principle of the Bible. I don't care if you get $10, give a dollar to God. If you get $100, give 10 to God. If you get $1,000, give 100 to God. I don't care how tight that squeezes your budget. Trust God, have faith in God, and watch what God will do. Well, there's a second principle in the Bible, and that's called giving offerings. That's different from tithing. Giving offerings goes above and beyond the tithe. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, each of you shall give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, willingly, but God loves a cheerful giver. That's talking about the offering. How do you decide what level offering you want to give, Pastor? Above the tithe, it's up to you. Whatever you decide in your heart. Now, the principle of the offering is don't do it out of compulsion. Don't do it out of a lack of joy. Don't do it grudgingly. Don't do it because you feel like you have to. Don't do it because someone's twisting your arm into it like a church infomercial. Because if you do that, you won't get a reward. Does that make sense to anyone? But the general principle behind the offering is above the tithe, I choose to give whatever I want to give above and beyond, and then God chooses to bless. Do you give offerings above the tithe? Yes, I do. I have 2 regular offerings I give. I sow into the Refuge Church, where I'm pastor, in addition to my tithe. And then on top of that, we have an offering that we sow to an international ministry once a month, comes out of my checking account automatically. And we have an automatic once a month deduction that comes out to bless Israel. So actually, I'm giving 4 offerings a month plus my tithe. You say, wow. Well, you know what? You know what? I'm blessed and highly favored because of it. God opens up the windows of heaven, pours out blessing in my life. He takes care of me. He meets my needs. He advances me, and he gives me general increased blessings on a regular basis. You say, what kind of blessings? Well, just last week, someone gave me a $50 check personally to me out of nowhere. $5 went to God, $45 went to my family. The week before that, someone gave me $20 unexpected. $2 went to God, $18 went to my family. That was $70 unexpected above and beyond my paycheck that God chose to bring increase into my life. It was just $70, but praise God, it was $70 and it's increase, and that's how the Bible works. And so what I'm trying to say is this. Will you choose to operate by the principles of the Bible in terms of giving? Will you? Only you can decide for you. Will you choose to tithe? Will you choose to sow offering? The almsgiving, third type of giving in the Bible, is the type of giving that we give to help the needy, to help the poor. Almsgiving is when you buy someone a cup of water, when you give someone some food, when you help someone pay their bill, when you hear a family's having a hard time and you give them some money to help them out. That's almsgiving. And by the way, don't be a blabbermouth about your almsgiving, because the Bible says don't let the left hand know what the right hand's doing. Don't go around bragging about how you help the poor. Because if you're going around bragging about how you help the poor, you've lost your reward. Amen. That's what the Bible says. So when you help the poor, it should be private between you and the poor. It shouldn't be something you're Snapchatting about or putting it on Instagram or taking a picture selfie of you helping the poor and put it on Facebook. You've done lost your reward. Now that's good teaching right there. That's mature teaching. That's stake teaching. Amen. Amen. So that's the point of this series. That's the point of these lessons. So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Are you going to continue to tithe or start tithing? Are you going to continue to give offerings or start giving offerings? Are you going to continue to give almsgiving periodically from time to time, or continue to do that or start doing that? Will you choose to operate by the principles of the Bible in terms of the giving and receive the blessings of the Bible in terms of giving? Because if you will, you'll receive miracles, and you'll be able to have testimonies and stories of miracles about how God has brought you out and miraculously provided for you, because God is no respecter of person. You know what? If you have stories of miracles, if maybe me talking about my stories are generating memories of your stories, I'd love to hear it. Send me a message. Text me, 304-962-3858. Send me a message on Facebook. If you go to my church, tell me in person. I would love to hear your stories. I would love to hear your stories of miracles. I would love to hear your stories of the things that God has done for you. I would love it. I would love it. You have a great Monday. God bless, and just choose to rejoice. Amen.